Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises is spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. You were just listening to the BBC Gospel Group Revelations with their version of Ain't No Stopping Us Now. And I thought that was so appropriate for the show that we have in store for you tonight. We have none other than Mr. Empowertainer himself, Broderick Rice. He's joining us again. He's part of the Marketing Ministry family here. He has a new audiobook that's coming out tomorrow called Untangle Your Potential. And we know Broderick is a great man of God. God has gifted him in so many areas. He's a comedian. He's an ordained minister. He's a producer. He's a writer. And now he wants to share with you, the Marketing Ministry listeners, on how to unleash your potential. So we're going to bring the Empowertainer on the line with us. Broderick, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, that's what we like. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you so much for that warm introduction.
Well, you know, you have it going on. I am so proud of you, my brother. God has just deposited so much in you, and you're not afraid to cast your vision. You are going after it full force, and that's what we want to share with our listeners. Now, I know that once I get you started, that you're going to allow everything that God has put in you to come out. So I want to let our callers know early that our phone lines are open. If you have a question or comment for Broderick, you can call us at 917-932-1720. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Our chat room is filling up, Broderick, so I know that they're going to have a lot of awesome questions for you. So the first thing I want to ask you is tell us a little bit about this new audiobook that you have coming out tomorrow entitled Untangle Your Potential. And I like that.
Well, thank you. You know, I live this, man. I live this. Even when I'm asleep, I feel like I'm still awake to what it is that keeps me inspired, invigorated, motivated every day. I hear so many people that I talk to, good people, kind people, loving people, hardworking people, who are dissatisfied. They feel as if life is not giving them their fair shake, as it were. And when I listen to them, sometimes I just want to swoop down and deliver them from this seeming abyss, this bottomless pit. I wanted to say no, and give them hope. Sometimes it hurts me when I hear somebody who is taking good care of their husband or taking good care of their wife or taking care of their children and a good member of society in their spiritual community, all of that, but yet they're still dissatisfied with the quality of their living. Some people are making great money, but they're still, it's like there's a hole in their soul. And so, you know what? It dawned on me that there is something in them that has not been unleashed, as you said. It hasn't been tapped. It hasn't been untangled. And so this CD is to encourage people concerning their potential. On this CD, I'm going to share with them, or I want to say this, I want to share with you because you're listening. I'm acting like everybody that I'm talking to is right in my office with me. But I want to let you know this CD is to encourage you and to inspire you and let you know that there is something in you called potential. I don't care what somebody said. I don't care how many times you fail. I don't care what your haters have implied or screamed out loud. There's something in you that is wonderful. There's something in you that is powerful. There's something in you that's not in anybody else like it's in you, and it's your potential. And what you have to do is learn how to untangle it. On this, I'm going to share with you how powerful potential is. I'm going to share with you how to discover your potential. I'm going to share with you the seven enemies of you. Do you not know that your potential has enemies? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I need for you to enlighten me because my spirit is receptive.
Well, you know what? Some people are, they're as, well, I can't say what I want to say, but they're as mad as heck.
Yeah, you can.
There are some people who are mad as heck that you have this radio show. They're mad. How she get that ready? Who's she? Honey, I know something about her. If I would have tell you. There's some people that hate my potential. They say, Robert the Empowered Tanner. Yeah, honey, well, I know this about him. Yeah, well, he ain't all that. Okay. Well, guess what? Listen, it may be true, it may be false. The point is that has nothing to do with the God-given potential that you have, that I have, that anyone has. And so, your potential, you have enemies. Now, I'm going to be talking about that on the CD. I could give one secret away. I might as well. The CD is coming out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, give the secret away, Broderick. You know, we want the listeners to be empowered. We want them to walk away from this interview with no excuses.
Listen, one of the enemies of our potential is ignorance.
Say that.
One of the enemies of our potential is ignorance. Watch this. If you don't know what you don't know, you can't find out what you need to find out. If you don't know, can I say that again? I felt something in my left leg.
You should. I felt it in my right leg, so go ahead, say it again.
Listen, if you don't know what you don't know, then you can't find out what you need to find out. It is so important that we educate ourselves. I'm not just talking about a formal education at one of our prestigious universities or colleges. I'm not just talking about going to seminary. I'm not talking about just going to a technical school or whatever type of school that has a written curriculum. But I'm talking about educating ourselves through embracing life, educating ourselves by listening to those who have been where we want to go. I keep telling my parents grew up in the South. My dad, in particular, grew up in North Carolina, Lake Lure, Waco, Shelby. And they couldn't even look at a white woman. They used to call that reckless eyeballing, and that was punishable by lynching. I learned so much from my father. I tell my mother basic things that my mother taught me, from as simple as look both ways before you cross the street. Don't take no wooden nickel from a stranger. Now, that may sound comical and hilarious, but I learned life salvaging and life protecting principles from listening to my mother. You know, some people are too able to be helped. They know so much that you can't teach them nothing.
All right.
And so, hey, we people like that, they remain ignorant. And ignorance. I'm going to say a whole lot more on the actual audiobook, but ignorance is, oh, my God. I could tell you one other one. I could tell you one of the other enemies to your potential. I'm going to tell you one other one, because there are about seven of them.
Okay.
It's laziness.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, lazy people starve to death right at a banquet table.
Yes, they do.
A lazy person was starved to death right in the banquet table. I've got everything on the table. They got the meats and the starches and the vegetables and the dessert and the beverages, everything on there. And a lazy person, watch this, a lazy person will starve to death. A lazy person is one that is not willing, watch this, to do what it takes to get what they want. Watch this, lazy people are those also who will break the law. Because in their own minds, they say, I'm above what everybody else has to abide by. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And
I
so
see where you're going.
Man, yeah. So I don't want to give too much away, but just remember this, ignorance and laziness. Those are two of the enemies of your potential. I got to be quiet. This is your show. I'm going to let you ask me the question. I got a friend of mine.
You're doing good.
I got a friend of mine. She's probably listening right now. She tells me, Robbie, let the radio announcer allow the radio personality to ask you the questions. I don't want to be a radio terrorist, you know, just come and hijack your situation. but I'm so excited about. Now, I don't know everything, but I do know what I know. And I talk to so many people. It hurts me. It bothers me. It frustrates me. It angers me when I talk to people who have dreams, they have ideas, they have goals, they have objectives that could empower the world, but they're in a ditch. They're in a ravine. They feel as though, well, I can't. Well, I don't have the money, I'm going to go ahead and get this other job. So I'm working three jobs, which means now I don't have time to spend with my husband, don't have time to spend with my wife, don't have quality time to spend with my kids. And you know what? I believe that as we discover what our potential is, as we guard against the enemies of our potential, and we tap into the allies of our potential, I'm telling you, I'm seeing it in my life. I've got to say this. I am not rich financially, but I promise you I'm on my way. I have a little saying I like to say. It says, listen, I'm already rich. I don't have to die trying. What? Did I just say something?
All right.
Yeah, I sure did.
You did.
Yeah, I'm already rich. I don't have to diversify. Well, what am I rich in? I'm rich in mind. I'm rich in attitude. I'm rich in spirit. And let me tell you, those are some of those things that are going to help me get all of the other things I don't have. I want to encourage people to start where they are. It's so easy to say, well, I don't have the money. It's so easy to say, well, I don't have all the connections. It's so easy to say what I don't have. But you know what? What about focusing on what you do have? What about taking, like David in the Bible, for those of you that ascribe to that, what about how he took his slingshot and his little rock and he knocked down his Goliath? I hope I'm talking to some people who say, you know what? You are talking to me, Brock, at the Empower Retainer. You are coming right up my alley. You coming right down my lane. I want to talk to people. I believe I'm talking to those people right now. Listen, you are not a victim of the recession. Don't get me started on that. You are not a victim of the recession. And if you thought that you were, I'm going to tell you like my mother used to say, you thought wrong. It is my privilege as brother, the Empower Trainer, to let you know that the dream that you have, the idea, excuse me, that you have, whatever it is, that vision, that imagination, it's supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen. That invention, there's something that you were created to put out in the earth. Only you can do it. Miles Monroe, one of the greatest minds of our world's time, said that the graveyard, unfortunately, is the place that's most filled with dreams and visions and ideas and inventions. You know, I refuse to be, and I refuse to let you be the person that goes to the grave filled with all of your ideas, filled with all of your dreams, filled with all of your goals. No. Right now, just because you're listening to this wonderful broadcast with our wonderful host, you are supposed to hear what we're talking about today. We're talking about untangling your potential. This is one of those points where I close my mouth and let the host ask another question.
You were doing so well. You know, I was just enjoying it because everything that you said was so true, Broderick, because one thing that you pointed out, and I just want to piggyback on, is that when people start getting the mindset that, you know, because the government and the world says that we're in a recession. Recession is not for believers.
Ooh,
what God is doing, he's resetting us.
Ooh, I like that. So we're not in a recession. We're in a resetting, girl. Don't do it.
We're being reset. And you know what happens when you are being reset? See, God is pulling you back like he does in a bow and arrow so that when he launches you, you hit your target.
Gee whiz. And you do it with more force and power, huh?
Absolutely. And that all ties in with untangling your potential.
Yeah.
See, here at Marketing Ministries, we talk about casting vision and marketing your ministry and don't being afraid and not letting a devil in hell stop you from doing what God has called, what he has called you to do. So right now, you are sharing through your audio CD that will be released tomorrow and that everybody needs to pick up. It's available online at cdbaby.com. And it's very powerful, is that it is time, you know, for the children of God to walk into their destiny. You know, the Word of God tells us that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. See, I'm going to get mine out of the wrong hands.
What?
I'm getting mine. So you can hate on me all you want, Broderick, but I'm going to get mine. See, it didn't say that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for all saved people because all saved people ain't in right standing with God.
Uh-oh. See, now you
yeah, I said it. He said the just, the righteous, those that are in right standing with him. So when we understand, you know, God doesn't have us ignorant, and he does not, you know, he has given us so much that he's sitting in heaven saying, why are my people allowing their blessings, their promises to lie dormant?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It goes back to one of my other points in the teaching, untangle your potential. ignorant. Some people don't even know that it is the will of our Father that we do take a hold of that wealth, that while everybody else is sort of losing it and nervous and becoming unhinged because of the stock market or because of what's going on in Tunisia, what's going on in Egypt, what's going on in Iran, what's going on in Tripoli and other places around the world. The point is, it's not that we are to act as if we are oblivious to what's going on, but the point is we are not to be dominated what's going around. You know what? Here's a familiar scripture that we have to remember. Greater is he. Watch this. I heard Bishop Noel Jones refer to this a few years ago. He said in essence, he said, how would you know how greater our God is if what was against us wasn't great? Oh, that was good right there. Thank you, Bishop Noel Jones. He said, how would you know? How would you even be able to tell or compare and know our God was greater if what was against us, the tricks and the wiles and the tactics of the enemy, if it wasn't great, we wouldn't appreciate our greater God. Greater is he who is in us than he who is a part of or directing the world system. I know that there is a devil. I know that there are demons, imps, minions, cohorts, unclean spirits, yes. But greater is he, God, in us than he that's in this world system, controlling this world system. So we are in this world system, but we're not of it, and we can't be limited by it. I wish I had help somewhere around this country. I need a whole lot of help.
You got some help.
Go ahead.
You got some help because, see, now you're going into the area of untangling your potential.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, and I want you to share with our listeners, you know, why or what stirred up in you or when God gave you this vision for a season as of now to release such an audio CD about untangling your position, your potential, because I know that when God gives you something to give to other people, Broderick, that you're the first partaker. It's for you first.
Well, you know what? That is so right. Here's the interesting thing. I recorded this audiobook in March of 2010. I'll say that again. I recorded this audiobook in March of 2010. It's about to be March 2011. So I recorded it at one time, and I had no idea of what was going to be going on in the Middle East right now. I didn't have a specific knowledge of what was going to be happening economically now. And certainly we've been going through a changing, if you will, a shift, if you will, for the past 2 years. But I recorded that last year, and now it's just coming out this year, but it's right on time. Because the longer the recession lasts, the more people are going to need to hear word that says, you know what, here's a word from the Lord, here's a word of purpose positivity that is going to outlast whatever the recession is. If the recession lasts until Jesus comes, there's a word that's going to outlast the recession. My God, that was good right there.
Absolutely.
There was a word from God that's going to outlast the recession. If a famine comes, no matter what tribulation comes, there is a word to sustain us that is more powerful than whatever situations we face. You know what? I watched a movie. It was called Company Men. I can't even remember all of the actors. Ben Affleck was in it. I watched it a few weeks ago. And here it was, these men, and most of them were Caucasian men. And that really got my attention because, and I say this carefully, when Caucasians start losing their job, you know this ain't a God series. I'm talking about when Caucasian CEOs and CFOs and I'm talking about men who are making millions up, when they start losing their job, you know there's something that you need to pay attention to. And in this movie, they all lost their job. And they were so used to the system of the corporate card and the corporate jet and their position and their business card. They were so used to that when they lost their jobs, one of them and I don't want to give the whole movie away, but one of them just couldn't take it, and he did something about it. I think it's so important now, if you listen to me right now, and your job is either on the brink, you're on the brink of losing it, you've been hearing rumblings about pink slips, you've been hearing rumblings about layoffs and downsizing, they'll downsize you. That means you keep your job, but you take on the responsibility of two or three or four people. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, I give a person credit for keeping that job, but I want to let you know your job is not your source. Now, I've heard Leroy Thompson say that. I've heard Creflo Dollar say that. I've heard Joe Osteen say that. I've heard Kenneth Copeland say that, and I agree with it. Your job is not your source. I want somebody listening to us right now to say it to yourself. You might be in your car. You might be in your office. You may be at home trying to figure out how you're going to make it through this next month, these next few months. You got kids depending on you. They need food. They need shoes. They need clothes. And these kids, they don't want no regular little old clothes. So no little old you. When I was growing up, my parents, you know, we walked into one store, and I really mean this. I'm not saying this just because I heard it. Man, we walk into one store, we get groceries and shoes. The little cheap tennis shoes on the same aisle as the ice cream. Listen, and we used to be glad because when we weren't shopping at the cheap chain stores, we was at the Salvation Army. Come on now. We was at Goodwill. And I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with Goodwill. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And so but these kids today now, they want the latest shoe, and they want the shoe that they saw in the music video. See?
They want some $150 Jordans project.
What? Well, listen. Now, I'm going to get back to my point, but we can have a little comic relief. Sometimes I see little kids getting on their cell phone, smart talking their parents. And guess what? Their parents is paying the bill for the cell phone.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to curse me out on my cell phone.
On the cell phone that the parent is paying. Oh, Lord. And every parent that know what I'm talking about, start clapping your hands wherever you are. Okay. All that being said, I believe. These are just my beliefs. I cannot speak for everyone, but I can certainly speak for myself. I believe that a part of what this whole nation and actually the global community is going through economically, I believe it's because, let me say it like this, it's a great opportunity for us, since we're running out of our usual options, to start tapping into some of our more supernatural options. That was good right there.
It was.
Hey, now, jobs are running out. Money is not as plentiful. This system, in the world. You know, it used to be my dad, who's 75 years old. Man, he got a job working for the city. He knew all he had to do was work 30 years. He's going to get his watch, and he's going to get his pension. Man, you already know today that is not the case. But guess what? It is not a reason for despair. It is not a reason for hopelessness. Our Heavenly Father is not surprised by any of the goings on in our economy. Thank God for President Obama. Obama can't fix it. Thank goodness for America. Thank goodness for the G8 summit. Thank goodness for the tree hugger. Thank goodness for Peter. Now, okay, I get it. But ultimately, I like what Paul said. He said in Philippians, my God shall supply all your needs. Our God is the supplier of our needs, and he gives us a part of that need is he gives us the power to tap into the potential that he's placed in us. Now, I don't know what question you're about to ask me next, but I'm about to be quiet because my friend might be listening, and I got to be quiet.
That's all right.
And let you ask
your friend's listening.
Yeah.
Now, I do have this question for you. Share with our listeners, and I just want to remind them that our phone lines are open at 917-932-1720. And if you have a question for the Empowertainer, Broderick Rice, this Dallas at that number, press number 1, and we'll be glad to take your questions. Tell our listeners, Broderick, what they can do, some of the steps that they need to take to unleash or to untangle their potential. What are some of the first things they can do to make that manifest in their lives?
Well, one of the points I talk about on the audiobook, Untangle Your Potential, which is available tomorrow at cdbaby.com, one of the things I talk about is the importance of positivity. Positivity. I said it three times on purpose because when you repeat something enough, it begins to stick. Positivity. If you can't be positive, or if you cannot be optimistic, if you can't have at least the right attitude, you're sunk in the water already. There's some people that are, it's just negative. They're just blue. They got the blues.
Nothing good to say.
And you cannot succeed with that attitude. But now, being positive, that is the key. Having the right attitude. You know, when I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm using me as an example. I love to eat. If you see a picture of me, you can see I love to eat. Amen. The Lord is adding to my territory. Come on, somebody.
Is he enlarging your territory, Broderick?
Yeah, he's adding to my territory. Amen. Oh, my God. Let me get back serious again. But let me tell you something. I love to eat, and I love going to nice restaurants. Oh, my God. I could start naming off restaurants. I love the Cheesecake Factory. I love Ruth Chris. I love Mastro's. I love Houston. Those are some of my favorite places. I love. You might find me there any night of the week, depending on what I'm in the mood for. But when I go in there, whether I go in there just for dessert, whether I go in for salad, whether I go in for coffee or tea, one of the things that I love to do, I love to treat the servers as if I work for them. My God, I'm going to say that again. I like to treat the servers in the restaurants as if I work for them. Now, I already know I am the patron and they are the server, but my attitude or the flavor or the aroma of my being, I like to make it positive. I tip them very well, and I love doing it. I speak to them. I even find out their names. I want them to feel like, my God, what manner of man is this? And it's my attitude and me treating them like I would like them to treat me. When I walk into a restaurant now, when I walk in, they know my name. They said, Mr. Rice, do you know how good that makes me feel sometimes? Sometimes business isn't going the way that I might like it to go, or sometimes I may have to meet with a client, and I walk in there with the client. They're greeting me. Hey, Mr. Rice, that makes me feel good. And it's about that positive attitude, that positivity, that positive attitude. My parents, they ingrained that in me. A positive attitude, you know, not walking in there treating the server like he's your slave. No. Treat them like they're your friend. Treat them like you work for them. So that positive attitude has got me in more doors. I was hosting the NBA All-Star Gospel Brunch just last week, and it was an honor to do that. I was there with Paula White and Mark Jackson and Chris Tucker and Omarosa. And you know what? And I'm not saying this to brag. Once again, these are examples. I had never met Omarosa before in my life. And I remember I used to see her on TV and like every other red-blooded American. You know, male. Mm-hmm. We looked and we said, wow, she's beautiful. She's attractive. Oh, she got some flavor, some pizzazz to her. But when I met her, I was hosting, I greeted her not as the personality that we saw on TV, but I greeted her and acknowledged her as my sister in Christ, let her know how glad we were there. After the show was over, she came up to me. She said, you know what? You did it for me today. She said, because of the way that you addressed me, however else someone else wanted to try to look at me, she said, your positive attitude changed their outlook and made it easier for me to interact. Listen, before the event was over, Omarosa was up collecting a charity offering for everybody. I mean, just walking around just as free as a bird, and I met her mother. And her mother was just talking about how she raised her daughter. And I think that's so interesting. When we have a positive attitude, and I know I sort of went on, but that's a key point, a positive attitude. If you can have a positive attitude, man, you've got a launching pad. A positive attitude is a launching pad, man. You can go from there to the stars, to the moon, and beyond. Did you like that?
Absolutely.
Did you like that effect?
I did.
At the end?
I did.
And beyond.
I really do mean that. And I think what you're saying, that one of the keys is, because I know that Kent Jones put in one of his songs entitled My Day, that your attitude will change your latitude.
Ooh, that's so good. That's so good. Oh, my God, that's so good. I love you. I love the little thing. You got these little small bombs. They come in your boot. But that's so good. You know what? Let me tell you something. Maybe someone is listening right now. And you're facing a situation, and you're just saying to yourself, you feel as if this is a lose-lose. I want to let you know it's not a lose-lose. It's actually a win-win-win. Because sometimes I'll be in the course of my day, and I know sometimes I can be a little moody. And so since I know that I'm moody, I'm not ignorant to that. The ignorance is the enemy of your potential. But since I'm not ignorant of it, I'm aware that there are times throughout the course of the day that I have to refresh my attitude. I have to say, wait a minute, where am I? What's happening? I have to reconfigure. I have to remind myself that today is a great day. It is an awesome and a wonderful gift. I must make the most of it and empower countless others along the way. I have to remind myself sometimes when I'm in traffic, hey, this highway doesn't belong to me. It belongs to everyone on it. Sometimes when I walk in the bank, I have to remind myself, hey, yeah, I know it's taking a long time, and then sometimes it be just about to be your turn, and then the teller closes that little glass thing right up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wait a little bit more, and then you get distracted, and you're on your phone, and then by the time a teller opens up, you're not paying attention to the person behind you. Says, ah, go, you can go. And then you have to catch yourself. You have to catch yourself before you say something.
You do.
And so our attitude is so key. Our attitude is the flavor of our thinking. Your attitude is the flavor of your thinking. Wow, I like that. That's not even in the book. But your attitude is the flavor of your thinking. Watch this. If the flavor of your thinking is bitter, then the flavor of your attitude is going to be bitter. The way you talk to people, the way you respond to people. Sometimes I feel like saying certain things, and I do go ahead and say it. And then sometimes I'm sorry after that. But more often than not, there are a lot of things that are on my mind. I say, oh, God, I want to say this. Sometimes when I fly, sometimes my seat is right by a parent that have two or three kids. That's out of control. I mean, they're shaking the seat, jumping up and down, screaming like somebody is pulling their fingernails out with rusty pliers. And then the flight is 5 hours. That's just the way I feel. I mean, I can see it coming too. As soon as I get on the plane, I'm like, oh Lord, because they come on the plane fussing and fighting. The husband and the wife, they going at it, and the children, they going at it. I said, I'm gonna pay the price for that. I can see right now. But fire it off, I'm gonna have to pay the price for that. And within my mind, I want to just jump up and shake everybody, mostly the parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have to learn how to sit in my seat. And you know what I'll do? I'll find out the way I can serve that child or see if I can do something, at least give a smile. I want to shake them, but I give that smile instead. Sometimes I'm in traffic, and I don't want to let somebody merge in front of me because I feel like I've been waiting long enough, and if I let them merge in, then I'm going to have to wait even longer. I got to learn how to let them in. 8 times out of 10, I let them merge in.
And you know, by
so
doing that,
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Roger.
No, go
but
ahead.
You are saying so many good things, and we're running out of time. I think we have about 5 minutes left. But by doing that, I think what you're sharing with our listeners is that is a way of you tapping into your potential, because by you being obedient, that you are bringing to the forefront things that you didn't know that were inside of you.
Man, listen, let me tell you something. But before you even think about giving up, whoever's listening right now, before you think about giving up, know that this radio interview today was for you. Woman, man, husband, wife, college student, policeman, doctor, whoever you are, if you needed another reason not to give up, this radio program today was for that. There is still something in you that has yet to come up out of you. I know you're frustrated. I know you're a little tired. I know you feel like, I've given my best. Nobody will support me. The people that I thought were my friends, they twisted it, they turned on me. They're not really my friends. I want to let you know that this word today, this radio broadcast, was for you to let you know that, listen, there's something left in you. There's potential in you that either you didn't even know about, you were ignorant to it, or you were discouraged and you said, I don't feel like untangling. I don't feel like it. I just don't want to be bothered. I understand that. But I want you to know, it's my prayer, and even as I'm talking, this is the prayer. It is my prayer that you do not be weary in well-doing, and that you understand that there's potential in you, that God is going to give you the strength to untangle. I don't want to just do this just as a commercial, but I want you to grab hold of the tools that can help you. I want you to go to cdbaby.com tomorrow. It launches tomorrow, cdbaby.com. Download it. Order the CD, the hard copy CD. Get it in your hand. Listen to it. It's about 40 minutes, and it is powerful, it is practical, and it is beneficial. Tell you get it. Tell 10 of your friends and 15 of your enemies to get this audiobook, Untangle Your Potential. One of the things I say on this is your potential is too powerful to be left untapped. I'm going to say that again. Your potential. I don't care how you failed the last time. I don't care how you failed the last five times. Your enemies are not right about you. Your enemies are not right about you, because God says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God says that you are the head and not the tail. God says greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So I don't care what you did wrong. It could have been your fault. Okay, guess what? It's time to get up and untangle your potential. Get up, untangle your potential. One more time. Get up and untangle your potential. You will be glad you did.
Amen. Now, for those that are looking to book you or looking to get more information about you, tell them your website, tell them how they can get in contact with you and
reach
your
team. PC Public Relations and Management. Listen, Phyllis Cadell, PC Public Relations and Management. You can go on to Facebook, just put it in there, PC Public Relations and Management, or Phyllis Cadell. She is the one that's responsible for me being here on this broadcast today. So check that out. If you want to email me, you can email me at RICEBE@MSN.com. That's RICEBE@MSN.com. But for bookings and other information, Phyllis Cadell, PC Public Relations and Management. I am just so excited. I almost can't sleep. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight, knowing that tomorrow is the day that people are going to be able to get this in their hands. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be quiet. I listened to it myself, and I almost couldn't believe it was me. I was thanking the Lord. I was like, God, thank you. Oh, my God. You hear more about it on the CD, because on the CD I talk about how much of a challenge it was for me to even step out and put out that CD. So I'm not just talking to other people like they need to hear me. I need to hear me, because it's not just me talking. It's our Heavenly Father. It's the Holy Spirit. It's our elder brother Jesus talking to us, encouraging us, inspiring us to do what we are purposely doing on this planet. Get ready to untangle your potential.
Amen. And listeners, we want you to go out and support Broderick tomorrow. Again, you know, you can pick up his audio CD, Untangle Your Potential. It's available at cdbaby.com. So you want to make sure that you pick that up. It will truly bless you. And Mr. Empowertainer will be back with us next month. He's agreed to do a segment on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're so excited about it.
Yeah.
Our next show, he's going to be talking to you about love.
Ooh.
And so we're excited about that because we're going to go some into some areas where no man has went before.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go in there with the help of the Lord. I'm going to go in there, and that's a wonderful thing to discuss. That's a wonderful thing. You know, and we're going to be able to talk about it in a way that perhaps some people haven't talked about it before.
You know what I want to talk about, Broderick? One topic that I find in ministry that most people misconstrue or don't is they always have the wrong understanding of what it means when the Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled. We're going to go there.
Oh, we are going to go. Listen, we're going to lay right in it. I can't wait. But until then, untangle your potential, cdbaby.com, tomorrow's the day, untangle your potential. Untangle it.
Yes. And we're going to untangle it. Well, Broderick, you know I always enjoy you so much, and we're out of time. But I look forward to the next time that you are here on the Marketing Ministry Radio Show, because you are a permanent part of the Marketing Ministry family. And to all our listeners, there's so many people in our queue. You didn't have questions, so I know that Broderick must have touched your spirit. For all of you that are in the chat room, we thank you so much for hanging out with us. We don't take nothing for granted. And we just want to encourage you. We want them to do what, Broderick?
Untangle your potential.
Amen, somebody. So we know that we gave you some nuggets to untangle your potential, and when you buy the full audio CD tomorrow, you will have everything you need to walk in victory. So until next time, be blessed. And Broderick, thank you so much, and we will see you next week, same time, same station, for Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And we appreciate you so much, Broderick.
Thank you.
All right.
What he said and all his promises so good to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith, believe in his word. Kingdom marketing, a place for believers.